people want the blessings that are at the end of the Beatitudes, mercy or forgiveness, purity of heart, peace, being a peacemaker. The question is, we want these things, how do we get there? And the order and progress in the Beatitudes shows us that we begin being poor in spirit, that we progress by mourning over our own sins, in other words, taking repentance seriously. And that's where the idea of momentum comes from, like swinging through a series of rings. There is a way of getting to these blessings that are laid out at the end of the Beatitudes, and the way of getting there is through the ones that are at the beginning.
What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Jesus is not talking about material poverty there.
No.
He's referring to humility, taking a humble position before God.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's to recognize that when I stand before God, I don't have what it takes. I'm just not in a position to be able to say, Lord, look at the life that I have lived and look at everything that I have accomplished. So that breaks self-righteousness and brings us to a place where we really come to God empty-handed. One of the old writers that I quote quite often, Thomas Watson, says, if your hands are full of pebbles, you can't receive gold. And when we come trying to make out to God that we have something to offer to him, our hands are full of pebbles. What we want is empty hands that we're able to receive his gold. And that's really what it means to be poor in spirit.
Humility is not exactly a hallmark of American culture today. How can we go against that cultural tide and develop a true Christ-like sense of humility?
Well, I mean, I think the cultural point here, if ever there was a moment for Christians to pursue humility, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may lift you up. Boy, we desperately need a countercultural community of people who model a different way from the kind of brashness and arrogance that we're seeing increasingly portrayed around us. In national life, we are seeing our worst sins being paraded before us. And I think if the effect on us as Christian believers is to say, boy, isn't that ugly, then that can be, in the providence of God, a great incentive for us to pursue the things that he calls us to anyway. Our whole nation is involved in an engagement over leadership and character of leadership. What an opportunity for us to talk about. Wouldn't it be something if there was a powerful leader, a strong leader who was truly humble? Wouldn't that be something? And there's a door to begin to talk about Jesus Christ. And I mean, here's the one who has all power. Then he comes in as a servant. Any opportunity we have to hold up our Jesus, we should do that, because he is compelling in himself when people can see who he is.